Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Hello there and welcome back to another soul-stirring episode of This Song Is Yours. I'm your host Simon Fink and today we're diving headfirst into the captivating world of music with none other than Morgan Harper-Jones. Hailing from the vibrant city of Manchester, Morgan is making waves in the music scene with the release of her debut record, Up to the Glass. This stunning album is a poignant exploration of themes like loss, grief, and mental health, and it serves as a raw and honest reflection of the human experience. In today's episode, we have the privilege of delving deep into Morgan's creative process and unraveling the stories behind the heartfelt tracks on her debut album. From the soul-bearing lyrics to the mesmerizing melodies, get ready to embark on an emotional journey unlike any other. We'll also be peeling back the layers of Morgan's musical journey, exploring her upbringing and the pivotal role that music played in shaping her identity and artistic expression. Also, for all of our Australian listeners out there, stick around as we explore the possibility of Morgan gracing our shores with her mesmerizing talents in the near future. Who knows? A tour down under might just be on the horizon, but you will have to have a listen to find out. Before we dive into the heart of today's conversation, we just want to extend a heartfelt thank you to Kyle for his invaluable assistance in bringing this episode to life. And hey, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and follow us on all of our socials for more exclusive content. All details can be found within today's show notes. So without further ado, let's get in to our conversation with the incomparable Morgan Harper-Jones. Why'd you shut it out? Please welcome to This Song Is Yours, Morgan Harper-Jones. Morgan, hello. How's it going?
So good. I'm so grateful for you having me. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
No, of course. I very much appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us some time during this incredibly exciting week. I don't know how you're feeling. I imagine that there's a sense of nervousness, excitement, like a range of emotions, probably a range, maybe a bit of relief as well with your debut record, Up to the Glass, coming out this Friday. Firstly, congratulations on this record.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited and nervous and all of the things that you just described.
I can only imagine it is the debut record. I know there's been one or two EPs, but obviously, yeah, I imagine that there is a sense of relief in putting this out now that these songs are no longer just yours. They're now going out into the world and into the hands of fans and music people alike. How are you feeling in relation to that, being able to kind of, I guess, relinquish some control from it?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because, like you say, like it does kind of become, it's not kind of almost not mine anymore. And like these songs mean certain things to me, and I could kind of say specifically like what certain songs are about. And sometimes I love doing that, but also I really love when people have heard a song and when they have like a totally different interpretation of what it is. And I mean, that's happened already with like a couple, like the EPs that I've put out, but like, I'm so excited to hear, yeah, how people hear themselves in this record is the thing I'm most excited for.
I imagine that you'll probably, from Friday onwards, and to anyone who's listening, the album is out today when you're listening to this. We're chatting just a few days before. But I imagine that you're now going to be maybe not accosted, but you'll have people in the street coming to tell you their thoughts and their connections or what their interpretation of this record is, because it is stunning. You've done a beautiful job of
Thank you.
Of blending these lyrics that are, they're earnest, they're honest. Some are very heartbreaking, Morgan, and But it's a stunning record. So I can see that there are going to be people that are going to kind of come up and approach you. I would really love to know, I guess, to go back to the start a little bit and then work our way back to the album, your original interest in songwriting and what got you to where you are today to releasing this album.
Well, I mean, I'm from like a really musical family. So I'm Morgan Harper Jones, and the Joneses love music but don't play any music. And the Harpers love music and play music and write music. And like, I've just grown up around so much music, and writing your own songs was just a normal thing. Like, when all the grandkids were born on the Harper side, my granddad wrote a song for me, my granddad wrote a song for my brother, my granddad wrote a song for my sister. So yeah, like, just writing was so normal. And then probably when I was about 13, I started kind of writing just silly little songs in my bedroom, and like really like just funny songs with my best friend. In fact, there's one song that's still on YouTube called The Acne Girl Blues that I wrote when I was like 15. I think it's still a banger. I think it's still on YouTube, actually. I was just always writing about life and what I was experiencing. But I never thought like, oh, this is something I want to do. It was just something that I did. And then I like did school, was planning on what to do to go to uni. And then I met a boy who does music, I kind of just ended up in that world more than I ever had been, and I was 19 at the time, and then I was like, oh, maybe it's the music like that like is the most exciting to me, because I was going to go and do acting or theater or something flamboyant, as you can tell, it's in my nature. But then I was like, you know what? Actually, I think it's just music and songs that I love, and that set me off on that journey.
I absolutely love that, and I absolutely love the part about your grandfather writing songs for each of the grandchildren. I think that's very cool. It kind of shows that you're from a musical family. If everyone's getting their own composition, I guess, that's dedicated to them.
Yeah, it was so sweet, and like he would write them like when we were a couple of years old, like once we'd started to develop little personalities. So like mine was all about having chocolate hands, like I always had chocolate on my hands, he said. and I used to do this thing called a wipe off kiss, where like if someone gave me a kiss, I would wipe it off afterwards. So it's got all my little eccentricities from when I was really tiny.
I can kind of see, and I've not had the pleasure of listening to the song written by your grandpa, but I can see why you might then be set off on the course of being a songwriter and kind of telling these stories and noticing the intricacies and the workings of the human condition, which is what you've done with this record. There's some stunning tracks on this album that kind of address loss, that address grief. I think there's one or two on I guess, mental health or perspectives on that. For you, and since you began songwriting yourself, have you always found yourself to be an honest songwriter and kind of writing exactly what you feel?
When I first started writing and it was just for me, I would write kind of what I felt or stuff that just amused me. And then I think when I started doing writing to be like, I'm going to pursue this as a job, there was in the first couple of years, I remember I would write songs and be like, oh, this is not about me. This is just a story about the kind of person that would do this and that would kind of think these kind of things. And then a year later, I'd be like, oh, it was about me, like every single time. So I think I've kind of come full circle now where I'm like, I just have to tell the truth. And that's been like the ethos for the album, really, because I'm such a... I can turn anything into like a school project. I'm very studious. So when I was like tasked with writing this album, I was like, oh my God, like how do you write an album? I love Maggie Rogers so much. I think she's just amazing. So, and I'd found her talking about the art of like making albums, making records. And she said something that really stuck with me. And it was that you like a record is just a record of who you are at the time that you make that record. So like you just have to tell the truth. And then suddenly all of the fear that I had over like, how do I make a good record? Like, oh, how am I going to do a good job of this record? It was just like, oh, like I just have to tell the truth. And I think we got that on this album.
100%, I would agree with that. It's it's a gorgeous collection of songs. We've spoken to some songwriters where it seems to be a very similar instance of what you said there to begin with, in terms of like writing these songs and being like, no, this is fictitious or it's about someone else. And then at a later stage being like, oh, no, that's me. That is me.
Yeah, totally.
With these tracks in mind, and again, talking about like the honest and candid nature of it, I'd love it if I may be a little bit selfish and indulgent and ask about the inspiration behind my favourite track on the record. Really loved Lose a Tooth.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so I'm really glad you brought up Lose a Tooth.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Okay, so Lose a Tooth is about my granddad who, my granddad and my grandma on the Harper side, they both passed away just a couple of years ago. And I'd never lost anybody before. But my grandma, she passed away first. And then my granddad just kind of like was trying to live his life without her. And like watching him like try and do that was just so heartbreaking. He just missed her so much. And then obviously like I was trying to navigate life without her as well. And then eventually my granddad passed away too. Like, I really think he just like died of a broken heart. Like, I know you hear that so many times, but it just, yeah, I really think eventually he was like, I'm tapping out. Like, I miss her too much. Mm. And so Lose a Tooth is kind of about, I'm not at all comparing losing a human being to losing a tooth, but it's, to me, it kind of means like how you can carry on. Like, if you lose a tooth, you can kind of carry on and you have to carry on. But every now and again, like, you just feel the gap, like, and you remember that the gap's there. And like, I feel like that's what it's felt like, missing both of them so much. That like there is like an empty space that my life is still full, and like I'm still like I'm not like never going to be happy again because I'm missing them, but it's kind of the moments where I remember the gap that like that's where the grief kind of comes back, and I'm like, oh, like I just mm-hmm. wish, like, for this album as well, like, yeah, like I don't mean to get emotional, but I would just be so super proud, and especially like I said, my granddad writing songs for us, he would just be, they'd be playing it to like anybody who walked through the door, and like they'd just be so happy about it. But like as like an antidote to like the sadness that I feel in some ways, like since they've passed. Like, I've kind of noticed the parts of me that are, like, so them. Mm. Like, it sounds... But even just you, like, that's what I love that you've just pointed out. Like, of course, like, you've got this kind of observational songwriting. Like, I'd never even thought about that parallel before. So that's, like, another... Even just you pointing that out has given me just another way of, like, oh, yeah, like, they are, like, they're so much a part of me. Like, I feel my grandma when I'm laughing with my friends. Like, she had such a solid group of friends. And all of her friends used to say how, said when she passed away, all their memories were just laughing with my grandma. So yeah, like I feel her when I'm laughing, and I feel my granddad when I'm playing guitar, or and now like when I'm observing things, like So yeah, that was a long-winded stealing an opportunity to talk about them and also to share the meaning of that song for me.
No, I absolutely love that. And thank you very much for sharing that with us. I can even, I know we're talking over like a Zoom-style application and we can see one another, but yeah, thank you very much, because I can tell you that it's a story from the heart and it obviously means quite a lot. So thank you so much.
Thank you. So, I'm so glad that that's your favourite one. Like, I'm totally, because like, it's not been a single. So yeah, I like that one resonated with you the most.
It was like a gorgeous record. And again, I'm not simply saying that because I am in your company. It is a record I can see being one of the best singer-songwriter records coming out this year.
Thanks so much.
I know that, of course. I would love to know, I think there's some upcoming tour dates in the UK as of next month. I'm curious for yourself, how are you feeling like taking some of these songs into the live arena, into a live setting?
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so good. Like, just like, because obviously when you put music out and then people listen to it like at home or like stream it, or whether it's like streaming or a record, like they can get in touch with you and be like, oh, like this song, da 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 da. Or yeah, there's like that digital kind of connection. But taking things to shows is like just the best ever. I love it. And it always just feels like I'm like hosting people at my house. Like it's just really lovely. Like I just I want to put like a big spread on for everyone and just like sit everyone down on a massive sofa. And like, it feels like such the most like homey kind of feeling to kind of finally share my songs live. I just love it so much.
Oh, I absolutely love that. Is there a song in particular, have you had an opportunity much to play any, like much of the album in a live setting yet?
Only a couple of them last year when I did a little tour. We were doing Main Character and who else? I did Boombox and there was one more that we did from the album, Alone With You. But those were the only ones from the album that that I've been doing. Oh, and Joshua. I've been doing Joshua for such a long time though. I love that one. But that was probably the first one I wrote for the album. So that's an oldie. I can't wait to play some of the new ones for the first time.
I was going to ask, is there one in particular from those new ones that you're most looking forward to? Obviously, we don't play favourites, but there's one that you're most looking forward to giving a live debut to.
I love doing Forever For Now so much. I love singing that song. And I have rehearsed Lose A Tooth as well for it. We've got like a tape machine, drum sound. You know, like in Stop Making Sense?
Yes.
In where he like pulls the boombox onto the stage. My friend Will has helped me put like a cool drum sound onto a tape. So I'll hit play on the tape and play along to that. And it's such a vibe. I can't wait.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to that, or at least seeing footage of that. It does kind of lead me to my next question, is that, look, I know that the tour next month is around the UK. At maybe some point in the future, maybe this year, maybe next, could we possibly think of seeing you play some shows down here in Australia?
I would love that so much. Honestly, the second I get the opportunity to be out there, you'll know about it and I'll be there, I promise.
That sounds fantastic. Well, please, like when that does happen, let us know. We'll make sure we promote it across all of our socials and the podcast, but also just obviously love to catch up. We'll have another chat then when you do come down. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be so good.
Morgan, we usually ask our guests what they're currently listening to. Is there anything at the moment that's kind of on high rotation for yourself?
Oh, I'm trying to think quickly because I know what is on high rotation. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. I can't stop listening to this song. It's by Ethan Grusker and it's on an album from a couple of years ago and it's called Rather Be. It's called Rather Be. I heard it for the first time a couple of weeks ago and it totally stopped me in my tracks. And like, I've just listened to it on repeat and I do get obsessed with songs. Like that is something that typically happens. But this song is like, it's just blown my whole world apart in so many ways. Rather Be by Ethan Grusker is insane.
Fantastic songwriter. Yeah, fantastic songwriter and very good. I didn't realise how good of a producer he was.
Yeah, yeah. He's done loads of stuff.
Yeah, we had Holly Humberstone on the podcast a few months ago, and he produced one or two of her tracks, and just the man seems to know what he's doing production-wise as well, so very impressive. But yeah, fantastic choice. Great song, great record.
Oh, yeah, the whole record's amazing. I only just listened to the whole record after finding that one and playing that one about, hundreds of times. If I can find the figures, like, I would not be surprised if it's in the hundreds that I've played it in the past few weeks.
Once we finish recording, we'll have a look and see if we can find that Spotify or Apple Music data that shows you how many times.
Oh my God, yeah.
Morgan, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast. I do appreciate it. And congratulations again on Up to the Glass. It is out today. We'll make sure there are links in the show notes for people to stream it, buy it, find out where you're touring. But thank you again for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me and asking such lovely, thoughtful questions. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.